about. All you can say after a record like that is... Ain't that good? Perry Como here, WPOP. 15 minutes before 10 o'clock, before I turn into a total wreck, let me play some toe-tapping music here to perk me up a little bit, huh? One last final boogie down. John Lennon.
Whatever gets you through the night.
P.O.P. with John Lennon, and whatever gets you through the night, be it a good book or a good bottle, more power to you. 11.5 minutes before 10 o'clock, it's about 9:49, this is the Grease Man schlumping along with you. 74 degrees is where the temperature's at as we get near the end of it all, and I've been thinking, it's probably better if you don't come down today at 10 o'clock when I get off, because, I remember one time I had me a pen pal, and me and him wrote to each other for years and years, never knowing what each other looked like, exchanging views and ideas, and one time we arranged to get together after pretty well knowing each other through the mail. And when we got together, our eyes met, and it was a bit of a letdown. We both blurted out at the same second, "You mean this is the creep I've been writing to all this while?" So it'd probably be the same thing with us, you know. We've got such a close relationship, I know just what you look like. I've envisioned it. I've dreamed of you lying in bed. And you, I'm sure, know just what I look like. Come on. When you hear me, you picture exactly how I am, probably. And that's how I am. However I am in your mind, that's how I am. And we should probably leave it at that, huh? We shall let the image grow and blossom. It's probably the easiest way, because I know if I ever met face-to-face with you, I'd break down and cry, and it would be messy, and I couldn't take it. It's hard enough as it is, so... This is probably the best way, I guess, huh? Slinked in, might as well slink out again. It's about 10 minutes before 10 o'clock here at P.O.P. It's about 8.5 minutes before 10 o'clock here at W.P.O.P. Around 9:52, 74 degrees. I guess it's about that time. Thanks to everybody that wrote in. I really appreciate them letters. Boy, they was nice, and... All them phone calls, they were sure nice, too. And the people that stopped by earlier, thanks so much. I'm sorry I can't come out and talk to you, but I think it's for the best. I don't know if I could face looking at you, knowing that I probably ain't going to see you again. So I sat down last night at the Flophouse in my corner of the place there, tried to jot down some thoughts. Some way to sum up what we've been going through this last year and 4 months, but I don't know. I can't even chew gum and walk at the same time, let alone put my thoughts down on paper, so I figured I'd just flap my jowls. Never could do much anything else but flap my jowls. Funny how it works out, huh? You always get what you deserve in the end. And I've had a good time. I don't feel bad about leaving. Of course, I'm choked up about not talking to you, but at least I had a taste of what it's like to be somebody. At least I've had a taste of what it's like to do a job where you don't get dirty fingernails and a sore back from it. At least I've had a taste of people pointing at me saying, "Hey, that's the Grease Man, he's on the radio." As opposed to, "Hey, that's the Grease Man, he operates a forklift." You know, it was nice. Talking to all the people. Made some good friends, too. Hanging out at the bars and here at the station, it's been wonderful. And I feel really close to you. I know we never met, but you know them great poets say that you can fall in love without ever meeting somebody. You know, that lady there read that fella's poetry and fell in love with him. They ended up getting married. Probably the same could have happened to us if we had a little longer time. I feel like I love you. I know the moods of your face. Yep, for the high steppers listening, I feel like I've kissed your lips and whispered sweet nothings in your ear and held you when you was crying and kept you warm when you had the sniffles. And for the guys listening, well, I feel like we've been through a couple rough and tumbles together. Feel like we've poured down a few beers, we've laughed in front of the TV watching them sports games and generally had a good old time. So I feel pretty close to you, even though we ain't met. And my conscience is clear. You know, if I die tomorrow, I'll die a happy man, because I feel like I've done just about everything. Seen the country. Been in love. Of course, my love went down the tubes like the job has, but at least I've known the feeling of warmth that individuals can exchange. A lightning storm has no electricity comparable to the electricity of love that I feel for you. So, my thanks to everybody here at POP for giving me the chance to try and do it. I know it wasn't easy at first, but we kind of got used to one another. I apologize for the things I've done. I apologize for filling the water cooler with gin. I didn't mean it. I just thought it might be a funny little joke. How was I to know that the head man would come in and take a stiff blast and get ripped? I'm sorry. Everything I've done here has been in good, clean fun. I'm sorry for driving my tractor into the front office. I didn't know the clutch was loose, and I'll make amends. I'll get a new typewriter for you. That's about it. The long and the short of it. I ain't going to insult you with theatrics, nor am I going to snurf you with just a casual goodbye. It's one of the hardest things there is to do. It's hard enough to say you're sorry, and it's hard enough to admit you're wrong, but it's even harder to say goodbye to somebody. But then I got to thinking, too, I just can't leave on a tearful and depressing note. Because the whole idea of my being on the radio here is to make people smile, you know? I don't want to leave your tears rolling down your cheeks, and I sure enough don't want to leave with tears rolling down my cheeks. So I put together a little song that I could sing and leave in the true tradition. Not sadness and heads bowed, but I'm going to leave a little giggling. So here's my little ode to Hartford. Thanks so much for everything. See if you like it now.
Riding in the Hartford on a tractor painted green. My butt was sore, my throat was dry, my eyes was looking mean. The gas ran out and I was stuck, what's gonna come of me? I coasted to a gentle stop in front of POP. The office staff came running out, they said this cannot be. A busted tractor blocking cars with a boy from cow country. But I seen them guys a-spinning wax and drawing easy pay. Made up my mind to be a jock and records I would play.
Greaseman, Greaseman,
I come from cow country and now I'm kicking his. But now the time has come for me to move along the way. I'll play my songs, I've said my piece, no longer can I stay. They'll be reading news and giving views, there ain't no room for me. I'm just a plain old country boy, and that's all I'll ever be.
Greaseman, Greaseman,
that feeling in my craw says move along some more.
Now if I can just get my tractor started. There we go. Oh, jeez. Grind me a pound. Well, I'm ready to go. Get this old buggy rolling here. Come on, Bessie. Yeah! Get out of here now. Thanks so much. I love you all. Thanks for making me a part of your life, and I sure enjoyed having you a part of mine. Who knows? Maybe someday you'll be dialing the radio and you'll hear the sound of... again, huh? Let's hope so. I love you. Take care.
WPOP, Hartford, the music station.